15 for the 30 minutes and 20 for the full length.
Yeah, and I remember they were here last year very, very briefly, and this is a phenomenon that started in Toronto, and they came to Vancouver last year, so I'm actually glad they're back again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. And the other thing, traditionally, and it looks like they're doing it, all traditionally, is that men play the female roles, like traditional mm-hmm. theater all over the world, actually. So that's going to be really interesting. So it's Cinema Kabuki 2012, Sunday, February 26th at Cineplex Odeon International Village. Now, you can check it out at cineplex.com, or mm-hmm. you can get more information at...
Wanna spell that out?
I believe that's jftor.org.
Yeah. And that's a good place to go because that's the website for Cinema
exactly.
Kabuki.
And it's in association with the Consulate General of Japan and Tomo Arts.
Tomoe.
Excuse Tomoe me. Arts. Thank you, Adam.
No problem.
And what we'll do is we're going to try and get our hands on some tickets and give them those away. So watch out for Facebook and Twitter.
Twitter.
And
it's a good time to plug our Twitter feed.
Ah, okay. Go ahead.
Which is CITR Arts Report.
You should be following that. You should be following CITR.
Mm-hmm.
Should be following us all. We have tons of obviously great giveaways. So
exactly.
Watch out for that right about now.
Right about now?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So that's going to be fantastic. I'm hoping to get there myself because that looks really interesting. And you know what? You know it's going to be raining. Sorry to be a pessimist, but it's Vancouver.
Hey, come on. It was sunny on Wednesday.
Yeah, so we're 1 for 7. Great.
All right, thanks, Megan, for that heads up. There's a lot of great stuff happening, and people should really get out there. And these festivals too, like Talking Stick, Chutzpah, Dance Fest is coming up in a couple of weeks.
VIDF,
people. It sounds like you swore at me in like internet speak just now. VIDF. Anyway, so that is it's .ca, by the way. It's vidf.ca, Megan. That is the end of our program. Jimmy.com is not what you're looking for, Megan. All right, so as Megan hunts down the website for VID, you were supposed to be the expert. You've unraveled by the end of the show.
You weren't supposed to randomly mention things at the end of the show
I
think probably needs a little more information. So it's the Vancouver International Dance Festival.
March 2nd to
11th. March 2nd to 11th, and it's vidf.ca, not .com.
Nope, definitely not .com. Don't make that mistake.
And there actually will be some amazing Japanese performances. So if Sunday gets you revved up for the Japanese theater and dance.
So go to Cinema Kabuki, get your fix, your first fix of Japanese culture, and there will be more a few days later. And we will have more coverage next week and the week after for the Vancouver International Dance Festival, as we do here every year at the Arts Report. So stay tuned for that at our regular time, which is Wednesday at 5 p.m., between 5 and 6 p.m., here on CITR 101.9 FM. So
that's And the Twitter feed is?
CITR _ Arts Report.
Look for that ostrich.
Look for that ostrich. That is our logo. So for myself, I would like to sign off for the second to last time.
Countdown.
Countdown has begun. It's in full swing. Would you like to also say?
I'd like to say goodbye, and I'd like to say that now you're going to have to deal with me. Vancouver, Megan Thomas.
Sounds like a bit of a threat.
A threat and a promise of fantasticism. That's not a word.
That's not a word. That's okay. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And join us for another exciting Arts Report next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Born in Nairobi, Kenya, David Nandi Othiambo moved to Winnipeg in 1977 before eventually settling in Vancouver, where he has written three novels entitled Disabandoned Nation, Kiplaget's Chance, and The Reverend's Apprentice. Disabandoned Nation tells the story of a local jazz singer hiding from immigration officials in a flophouse on Vancouver's east side. Othiambo has called this work, in part, an impressionistic sketch of the disparity between Vancouver's west and east side.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
shouldn't go. Shoshan, you shouldn't go. Shoshan, you shouldn't go. All night awake instead. Legs twitch as the beating wings unbend. Thoughts hide in hardened ends. Eyes wide as the surface seeking ends. Shoshan, you shouldn't go. Shoshan, you shouldn't go. Shoshan,
Marie-Joseph Angélique was the name given by her last owners to a Portuguese-born black slave in New France. She was tried and convicted of setting fire to her owner's home, burning much of what is now referred to as Old Montreal. It has recently been argued that she was in fact innocent of the crime and convicted more on the basis of her perception as a rebellious runaway slave than on the basis of factual evidence. A competing theory is that she was guilty of the crime as an act of justified rebellion against slavery. Many authors see her as an immortal avatar of liberation and prefer naturally to see her as an active rebel. Others find her just as inspiring as an exceptional, outspoken, independent-minded woman who fought for her freedom and her life against formidable odds and in spite of a society that expected submission from women, especially if they were also black and slaves.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The first song that we played there is a song by Gauntlet Hair, and it's called Out Don't from their album Mexican Summer. The show you're listening to right now is It Ain't Easy Being Green. It's going to be on till 1 o'clock, and I'm hosting for you. If you guys haven't looked out the window for some reason all day, it is snowing like crazy. Like, it is literally just coming down like an apocalypse. I don't know what's happening, because yesterday it was clear skies and there was no rain, and then today all of a sudden it's just looks like the end of the world. But I kind of like it because I really like snow, and just, I don't know, it looks really beautiful. There's a lot of snow, so if just look out the window if for some reason you haven't yet. I am in the middle of my reading break right now, but I have two midterms on Monday, so I'm actually really stressed out. Hasn't been much of a break, but there has been a lot of good stuff going on. Grimes was on last weekend. I missed it, but I'm sure it was a great show. Sure, it was really awesome. And yeah, I don't know. Oh, okay, wait, I was going to talk about this. But I saw in the news that the mysterious left feet disappearing incident, like that's been going on since like 2007, I believe. They figured out a reason for the feet turning up. I'm not sure if it's confirmed. I don't really even know how they figured this out or why it's only left feet, but basically there was a boating accident that happened, not sure in what year, but it was quite the accident, a lot of deaths, and apparently some people on that ship in the accident got caught in the motors or something. So this is kind of gruesome, but they were chopped up by the motors of the boat. And that is why these feet are turning up, because they're kind of slowly floating to the shore. And apparently because they got these shoes, that's what's causing them to float and not, I guess, sinking or going where all the other body parts are going. So, yeah, that is what's going on with the feet incident. Thought I would bring that up because it's been bothering me for a while. And now we all have an answer, and it's great. I'm going to follow up on that. I'm going to read more about it, figure out why it's left feet, because there still aren't any right feet turning up. There was one that turned out to be a hoax. So I'll read up on that. I'm going to play a song by, well, it's a remix. It's a Shlomo remix, but the song is originally by Drake. And this is called Crew Love. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It ain't easy being green until 1 o'clock today.
smoke your weed under star projectors. I guess we'll never know what Harvard gets us. But seeing my family have it all took the place of that desire for diplomas on the wall. And really, I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50K on a vacation for all my soldiers just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot of friends to come up off the strip for me. The same ones that'll come up off and hit for me. The realest niggas say your lyrics do shit for me. I told my story and made history. Tell them I'ma need reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money, nah. I much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know. Yeah.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hi, you listen to CITR 101.9 FM. It ain't easy being green. Kermit would know that. Just fun fact. Okay, so the music that I played during that little segment there was Crew Love, Shlomo Remix by Drake featuring The Weeknd, and then Replace Me by Chad Van Galen from his new album Diaper Island, which is really amazing, so you guys should definitely check that out. Canadian artist, of course, Chad Van Galen. Then Seven Wild Horses by Our Broken Garden. These guys are from Denmark. And then that very last one is The Earth Plates Are Shifting by Young Empires. And that's a little band from Toronto. And I think they were featured in, like, Nylon or something. So, yeah, those guys. And, of course, the new Discorder episode. I've been watching no TV, so I'm missing it. Anyways, the new issue of Discorder is out, and it has the Shindig coverage. And the winner this year was Sleuth. And second place is Tyrannahorse. And then third place was From Birch to You. So we got coverage from those guys. Yeah, cool interviews with them. Should read up on that. Really cool art this week, or this month too, from Eric Olson. Yeah, pick it up. Grimes is on the cover. So read that interview. That's awesome too. Yeah, I think I'm going to get back to some music because I'm alone in the studio today. So when that happens, I tend to rant. I don't like doing that. But today I did have a lot of coffee. I think 2 days ago, I probably got like 4 hours of sleep. So I made myself a really strong pot of coffee. And I was in a meeting and I couldn't focus at all. Like, I just couldn't hear anything that anybody was saying because I was so focused on just wanting to run around. Like, that's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to get up and run around the room in circles, but I couldn't do that. So I was really struggling. Anyway, after talked about that, I'm just going to get to a song by On the 88. And I found this really cool mixtape on Bandcamp, and it's called Midnight Cassette. And the guy that put it together basically put together a lot of music that you're meant to drive to at night. So it's really cool. It's got a cool vibe. This one is kind of old school, got a nice, I guess, 80s. I wasn't born yet in the 80s, but I think it might be during that time. So, yeah, this song is called Cruisin' PCH. So, it's a good title for a driving song. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It ain't easy being green until 1 o'clock. Yeah.
rain. Oh,
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Played a bunch of songs there. First is that track I was talking about before, and it's called Cruisin' PCH by On the 88. Then Vancouver, or Canadian band, Apollo Ghosts with the song Ultra Cool. And then Jose Gonzalez with Love Stain. Then Yacht with Summer Song. Washed Out with You and I. Then Silly Kissers with a Gobble Gobble remix of Sweet Adrian. And then Make a Videotapes Be 'Cause I'm a Boy was the very last track there. They're a Vancouver band, I believe. I think it's Vancouver. I don't know if they're still playing together. I think they are, but yeah, really love that track. The very end has this really creepy voice, and I don't really know what it's saying, but if I'm listening to it late at night, it creeps me out, like, every single time. It's one of those, like, horror movie voices, you know, where kind of, like, the distorted kind, like Saw or something. Yeah, it freaks me out, but there we go. I am supposed to be hosting till 1 today, but the show after me, Hugo, the host, is sick. So I think I might go for an extra 15 minutes, maybe. Yeah, but I don't know if it's still snowing outside right now, but it doesn't really matter because I'm going to be at the library all day. And speaking of libraries, my friend Kim is at McGill. She's studying the library right now as well. And just want to say hi, thank you for listening. And I'm going to play Purity Ring for her. This song is called Lofty Cries, and it's from her EP. I don't think there's a full album out yet, but I have all the songs on the EP, and it's amazing. Bella Speak is another great song that I really love. I'm going to play Lofty Cries right now, but definitely go check out Bella Speak by Purity Ring as well, because it's a great song. And later on, at around 1:30, we're going to have Lauren and Dan come in to help host. And I think it might be Dan's first time hosting, so it's really exciting. So yeah, I'm going to play this track first, and then we'll see how we go from there. Again, this is Lofty Cries by Purity Ring on a Friday on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Bye. The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Here's what to look for this February in Discorder. Grimes both graces the cover of Discorder for February and will also touch down in the city as she's on tour in support of her newest release, Visions. Inside Discorder, don't miss the feature piece on Rococode. Features on our Shindig winners, Sleuth, Tyrannohorse, and From Birch to You, and a special piece on Redrick Sultan. As always, Discorder is loaded with concert and album reviews, the next installment of The Overeducated Grumbler, and a profile on The Basement's Brett Olson in the monthly On the Air column. All this and more in the February issue of Discorder. Grab a free copy of Discorder anywhere on UBC campus, in and around Vancouver, BC, or online at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It ain't easy being green. Going a little bit over today because the host of the next show is sick. So probably 1:30 today as opposed to usual 1 o'clock. The songs we heard there are Purity Ring with Lofty Cries, then Data Romance with The Deep, and lastly Echo Lake with Another Day. Purity Ring and Data Romance are both from Canada. Data Romance from Vancouver, actually. Echo Lake from UK there. And, yep, you're listening to It Ain't Easy Being Green. The show is meant for new programmers to come in, kind of get the ropes on working the board and with the systems here at CITR after their training. Kind of something to get them with like a first taste of programming, I guess. And today I'm alone, but usually anyone can come in and sit in on the show. Student execs like to swing in, got some new programmers sometimes, some interns coming around, but reading break is on right now, so no one is here. But if you're interested in getting on air, feel free to come by CITR, sign up for some training. And then on the same board where there's the training sign-ups, you can also sign up for It Ain't Easy Being Green and also for our student feature hour, which is on Wednesdays from 11:30 till 1 o'clock. Yeah, it's meant for student execs to host, but, I mean, anyone can come in and just help host, right? So come be a co-host on CITR. Lots of good fun. I'm going to get back to some music, but first I'm going to play this station promo with Gandalf and Sir Ian McKellen on it because it is amazing. And the first time I heard it, I literally almost died from laughter. It's that funny. So you are going to enjoy this. And maybe afterwards you can go and watch Lord of the Rings. Great way to spend your Friday, just saying, in the snow, you know. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It ain't easy being green.
I imagined what it would be like to be a wizard. And then I pretended and acted in that way on the day.
Studies show that 9 out of 10 wizards prefer CITR 101.9 FM.
If we were to draw a graph of my process, of my method, something like this. Sir Ian, Sir Ian, Sir Ian, action. Wizard, you shall not pass! Cut! Sir Ian, Sir Ian, Sir Ian.
Let's go.
I am not of this. I am so above this. Attitude of the city. You should really love this. All black aura. Usually we say so. This charming man about to be a lingo. Solo my black jeans denim. I'm the new age John Lennon. Send them. Whoever wants to respond when it's breakfast. They could be breakfast. Toast with some extra. The beach is lying, cause I'm handsome as a lion. And I'm chillin' while I'm lying, like I'm still bringing up fire. I could be just lying, cause I'm tired. And I'm sighing, cause you're boring. And I'm sighing, like the loser to retire.